All right, I want you to walk around and find three people, put your finger in their face and say, "Go north, baby."
Og så ønsker jeg, at I går rundt imellem hinanden og finder tre mennesker, og så skal du pege på dem og sige, du skal gå mod nord nu.
Could you please take your Bibles and turn to 5th Moses book chapter 2?
Vi tager jeres bibler og slår op på 5. Mosebog kapitel 2.
And let's read verses 2 through 7.
Og så læser vi vers 2 til 7. Og så skal jeg lige sige til jer, at jeg bruger den forrige oversættelse. Jeg sammenligner med den nye, og de er lidt forskellige. Det er tættere på det, han vil tale om, det der står i den her. Så derfor tager vi den her. 5. Mosebog kapitel 2, 2-7. Der sagde Herren til mig, nu har I længe nok vandret rundt om bjergene her. Vend jer nu mod nord. Men byd folket og sig, når I nu drager igennem deres brødre Esaus sønners landemærker, de som bor i Seir, og de bliver bange for jer, så skal I tage jer vel i vare, for at indlede jer i krig med dem. Til jeg vil ikke give jer så meget som en fodspred af deres land. Til Esau har jeg givet Seirs bjerge i arv og eje. Fødevarer at spise skal I købe af dem for penge. Også vand at drikke skal I købe af dem for penge. Til Herren din Gud har velsignet dig i alt, hvad du har taget dig for. Han har sørget for dig og din vandring gennem denne store ørken. I 40 år har Herren din Gud nu været med dig. Du har ikke manglet noget.
This is a very interesting passage of scripture.
Det er en meget interessant passage i skriften.
But let me begin by saying this.
Lad mig starte med at sige dette.
There are 3,573 promises in the Bible.
Der er 3,537 løfter i Bibelen.
And out of those promises, 813 are blessings.
Og de 813 af dem, det er velsignelser.
So there's a lot of promises about blessing.
Så der er en masse løfter omkring velsignelse.
How many of you want blessings in your life?
Mange af jer ønsker velsignelse i jeres liv.
How would you like God to give you a promise of blessing? I mean, He gives you a promise of blessing.
Hvor mange af jer kunne tænke sig, at det var ham, der gav jer et løfte om velsignelse?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Vil det ikke være dejligt?
I mean, if he says it, it's better than all the money in Danske Bank or Jyske Bank.
Og hvis det er ham, der siger, at der er en velsignelse, så er det bedre, selvom man havde masser af penge i både Danske Bank og Jyske Bank.
I mean, think about all of those promises, 813.
Prøv nu at tænke på alle de her mange løfter. Mange af de her løfter, 813.
That have to do with blessing for me and for you.
Som har noget at gøre med velsignelse til dig og til mig.
But it's interesting when God makes promises, it's always about something that you're going to get.
Og er det ikke interessant, at når Gud han udtaler en velsignelse, så er det altid omkring noget, som du er i færd med at få.
Or it's about something that you've lost and he's going to give you.
Eller omkring noget, du har tabt, og han vil give dig tilbage.
So promises are never about what you already have, it's what's coming.
Velsignelsen, det drejer sig ikke, løftet drejer sig ikke om, hvad du allerede har, men om noget, der kommer til dig.
So isn't that wonderful that when there's a promise that God makes, you can expect something?
Og er det ikke fantastisk, at når Gud han giver et løfte, så kan du forvente noget?
It's kind of like getting a new car during Christmas, hallelujah.
Og det er som om at få en ny bil her til jul, hallelujah.
I mean, that would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Det var da en god gave, ikke?
Okay, or maybe you have your taxes taken care of for a year.
Der er også nogen betaler din skat for et helt år.
But what's interesting about this particular passage?
Men hvad er interessant om dette bestemte afsnit i skriften?
That the children of Israel found themselves in a situation like many Christians.
At de her Israels børn, de var i samme situation som mange kristne befinder sig i.
Let me describe what had happened to them.
Lad mig beskrive hvad der skete med dem.
They were in slavery in Egypt. We know that.
De var slaver i Egypten. Det kender vi til.
But even in slavery, they were being taken care of.
Men selvom de var i slaveri, så blev der sørget for dem.
When God miraculously delivered them by his supernatural power.
Da Gud med sin overnaturlige kraft udfriede dem.
They were a people of God's supernatural power.
Så var de også et folk som var under Guds overnaturlige kraft.
So how many of you want to cast out devils, prophesy, raise the dead?
Hvor mange af jer kunne tænke at udkaste djævle og profetere og oprejse de døde?
How many of you believe that God can do those things?
Hvor mange af jer tror på, at Gud han kan gøre det?
Okay, you're a people of the supernatural like them.
Og I er jo et overnaturligt folk ligesom dem.
And so God had birthed them into the supernatural.
Så Gud han har ligesom født dem ind i det overnaturlige.
He showed himself to them.
Han viste sig for dem.
In the same way that he showed himself to you.
På samme måde som han åbenbarer sig for jer.
And he's continually doing that.
Og derfor er noget han jævnligt gør.
Not just in your salvation.
Ikke bare igennem din frelse.
But also in prophetic words and manifestations of gifts and fellowship.
Og også igennem profetier og igennem fællesskabet og overnaturlige manifestationer.
And so here they were. They had come out of this bondage.
Og her var de så. De var kommet ud af det her fangenskab.
And God had promised them that they were coming into a land of milk and honey.
Og Gud han havde lovet dem at de skulle komme ind i et land hvor det flød med mælk og honning.
Now that's a pretty good thing.
Det er en god ting.
Because that means that you're going to have a lot of cows.
Det betyder at du kan have masser af køer.
Hallelujah, I like cows.
Jeg elsker køer.
And it means that the grass is going to be really good. There's going to be a lot of honey.
Og der er rigtig meget dejligt græs og der skal blive en masse honning.
And so it's the promise isn't going into the desert. The promise is to go into someplace really cool.
Og løftet det var ikke at de skulle gå ud i ørkenen, men at de skulle gå ind i et sted hvor det er rigtig godt at være.
Really cool.
Et godt sted at være.
Okay, good enough. Hallelujah. Mine versetter a little better. Hallelujah. Okay.
Ja ja, cool, det lyder godt.
Yeah, there we are. Okay.
But that's so Danish.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Slang. They get it.
This slang, yeah. Okay.
So here they are.
Og her er de så.
And they're walking toward this promise.
Og de bevæger sig hen imod det løfte.
But something happens.
Men så sker der noget.
They have this miraculous thing of God all around them.
Og de har den her mirakelnes Gud som omringer dem overalt.
They've got air conditioning by day with the cloud.
Jeg sørger for, at der var en sky, som gav dem lidt aircondition om dagen.
And they've got their own private fireplace during the night.
Og om aften så er det helt deres egen personlige bål.
They got it made.
What?
They have it. Perfect.
De har det hele. Det er perfekt.
And then they get food delivered to them every morning.
Og hver eneste morgen så bliver der leveret mad til dem.
It's better than a pizza delivery place. It comes from heaven.
Det er meget bedre end en pizza, der kommer og bliver leveret. Det her, det kom fra himlen.
The manna shows up at their tent.
Og det er mannaen lå lige foran deres indgang til teltet.
And so it's you pick it up in the morning, you go into your wife and you say, honey, it's breakfast in bed again.
Og så går du uden for teltet, samler det op og går du ind til din kone og så siger du, skat, her er morgenmad på sengen igen.
Now I don't know too many women who do not like breakfast in bed.
Jeg kender ikke så meget til kvinder, der ikke kan lide at få morgenmad serveret i sengen.
Even if they say they don't like it.
Selvom de siger det, kan de ikke lide.
They like it when somebody does something nice for them.
Men de elsker at nogen gør noget godt for dem.
And so here they have all of this provided by God.
Og her har de alt det her, som Gud han har givet dem.
And they have it provided by God for 40 years.
Og Gud han har sørget for dem i 40 år.
So you have a generation who has been taken care of wonderfully by God.
Og her har du en hel generation som Gud vidunderligt på en vidunderlig måde har taget hånd om en hel generation.
Their clothes don't wear out.
Deres tøj det bliver ikke slidt.
They don't have to go shopping.
De behøver ikke gå på indkøb.
Okay, that's interesting.
Det er spændende.
Okay. The food that they have is from heaven, so it's perfect.
Så den mad din får, den er fra himlen, så den er fuldkommen.
So they have it.
Så de har det hele.
Except for one thing.
Undtagen en ting.
God had given them a promise.
At Gud han har givet dem et løfte.
And they find that they're marching into a desert, and it's not where they're supposed to be.
Og de finder ud af det ved at gå ind i en ørken, som det ikke er meningen, de skal egentlig være i.
So even in the desert place in their life, God is providing for them miraculously.
Og selvom de finder sig i en ørkenvandring i deres liv, så har Gud sørget for dem mirakuløst.
Here's the problem for many of us Christians.
Og her er problemet, som mange af os kristne har.
We're waiting for God to bring breakthrough in our life.
Og vi venter på, at Gud han skal give os et gennembrud i vores liv.
We're waiting for the promises of God to come and to be real.
Vi forventer og har en forventning om at Guds løfter skal komme og blive virkelige i vores liv.
How many of you feel like you're waiting for breakthrough?
Hvor mange af jer venter ligesom på et gennembrud?
Yeah, okay, that's several of you.
Det er skillige af jer.
And how many of you feel like you're waiting for God's promises to come to you?
Hvor mange af jer har en forventning om, at Guds løfte skal komme til jer?
So here's the thing: they're walking around in the desert.
Og her er vi så, de går omkring i ørkenen.
They had this thing where they sent spies into the promised land.
Og de har haft den her situation, hvor de sendte spioner ind i det løfteslandet.
2 gave a good report, 10 did not.
Og så kom tilbage med en god melding.
And so they decided that they shouldn't go there at this time.
Men så besluttede de ud fra de rapporter, at det var vist ikke lige den tid, hvor de skulle gå ind i det.
And so they're wandering around in a wilderness experience, but they're being well taken care of.
Og så de gik rundt i den her ørken oplevelse, som de har, og der bliver taget hånd om dem.
The wilderness experience is like this.
Ørken oplevelsen, det er sådan her.
It's not bad.
Det er ikke dårligt.
It's not good.
Det er heller ikke godt.
There are people dying, but there are people being born.
Der er nogen, der dør, men nogen bliver født.
They have all of their needs met.
Alle deres behov er opfyldt.
But they're not prospering.
Men de er ikke frugtbare.
And they're in the same place for a long time.
Og de har været på det samme sted i rigtig lang tid.
And they're frustrated.
Og så er de frustreret.
And they want something more.
Og de ønsker noget mere.
Let me say this about the Holy Spirit.
Lad mig sige det her omkring Helligånden.
He wants to take you from glory to glory.
Han ønsker at bevæge dig fra herlighed til herlighed.
And he wants to move you from frustration into a place of promise.
Og han ønsker at flytte dig fra et sted, hvor du er i frustration, til et løftested, som han giver dig et løfte om.
There are many times where God wants to speak to us about moving forward.
Der er mange situationer, hvor Gud han taler til os om, at nu skal vi gå fremad.
But when we see the road ahead,
men når vi ser den vej, der ligger foran os,
it seems more comfortable here.
Så føler man, at det er mere trygt at blive, hvor man er.
Even though we know that God has something for us there that we have to get to.
Selvom vi godt ved, at der for enden af vejen, der har Gud noget til os, som han ønsker, vi skal komme ind i.
So it's safer here.
Så er det egentlig sikrere her.
Because that is undefined.
Fordi det derude, det er udefineret.
This is the destination that God has.
Men det er jo den destination, som Gud har.
This is the destination that we know.
Og det her, det er positionen, destinationen, som vi kender.
And there are many people who are in this place of frustration.
Og der er mange, der er i denne frustrationssituation.
Wanting something more.
De ønsker noget mere.
But not wanting more responsibility.
Men de ønsker ikke mere ansvar.
Or more problems.
Eller flere problemer.
Or more difficulties.
Eller vanskeligheder.
Because every time we take new steps, there are new challenges.
Fordi det er sådan, at hver gang vi tager et nyt skridt, så kommer der så nye udfordringer.
And we get tired.
Og så bliver vi trætte.
And we don't want any more challenges.
Og så gider vi ikke flere udfordringer.
We just want God to bless us where we're at.
Vi ønsker bare, at Gud han skal velsigne os der, hvor vi er.
But here's the thing about promises and about blessing.
Men her er noget omkring løfter og velsignelser.
They always require movement.
De kræver alt sammen, at man bevæger sig.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Promises and blessings always require movement.
Løfter og velsignelser kræver altid, at man bevæger sig.
Because God takes us from this place to that place.
Fordi Gud han tager os herfra og dertil.
So you know, we have this thing, okay, God, just provide for me where I'm at, it's okay.
Men vi har den her indstilling, der siger, Gud, du bare sørger for mig der, hvor jeg er. Det er okay.
Give me some of the manna from heaven, God.
Lad mig få lidt manna fra himlen, Gud.
You got, you know, do the thing with the air conditioning and with the furnace so that I can be comfortable.
Så bliv ved med at gøre det her med air condition og det der at leve godt i skygge og i læ. Det er fint.
But there was one problem.
Men der var et problem.
When they had walked around the mountain long enough,
da de havde vandret omkring bjerget længe nok.
And let me describe what this mountain was.
Lad mig lige beskrive, hvad det her bjerg er for noget.
This is the mountain where God came down and gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
Det var det bjerg, hvor Gud han kom ned og gav Moses de 10 bud.
This is the mountain where the children of Israel had encountered God.
Det var det bjerg, hvor Israels børn havde mødt Gud.
This was their experience with God.
Det var deres oplevelse med Gud.
And they had this one-time experience for over 40 years.
Og den her engangs oplevelse havde de at leve på i 40 år.
And then one day God said,
og så en dag så sagde Gud,
it's time to go north.
Det er på tide, du går mod nord.
It's time to go into your promise.
Det er på tide, at du bevæger dig hen til dit løfte.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's no longer walking around and doing the same thing, but it's going forward.
Det er ikke, at du bliver ved med at vandre omkring det samme ting og gøre de samme ting hele tiden, men det er på tide at gå fremad.
Just do this to your neighbor and say, we're going forward.
Puff lige din nabo i siden og sige, vi går fremad.
Hallelujah. Can I say how beautiful the sanctuary looks?
Kan jeg få lov til at udtrykke, hvor smukt det ser ud her i bygningen?
I can tell people have worked hours and hours in this place.
Jeg kan se, der er nogen, der har tilbragt mange timers arbejde i det her sted.
What happened to the curtains?
Hvad skete der egentlig til gardinerne?
What happened to them?
Hvad er sket med dem? Hvor er de henne?
This is beautiful.
Det er smukt det her.
Do you know what they did with when Solomon built the temple?
Ved I, hvad det gjorde, da Salomon havde bygget templet?
Do you know what they did with the tent of the tabernacle that was Moses?
Hvad de gjorde med Moses' tabernakel?
They folded it up.
De foldede det sammen.
And they put it in a very special place in the temple.
Og så opbevarede de på et meget specielt sted i templet.
So that they could always remember the journey that they had been on.
Så kunne de altid huske på den rejse, de havde været på.
I wish I had a little bit of those yellow curtains. Hallelujah.
Jeg kunne godt tænke mig at få en lille stump af de her gamle gardiner.
There's a lot of history in those places.
Der er jo masser af historie i sådan et sted.
You burned them?
De er blevet til Gud som et offer. De er væk.
You burned the curtains?
Har I brændt dem? Har du brændt gardinerne?
Oh God, please forgive them.
Åh, tilgiv dem her.
So here they had been at this around this mountain where God met them.
Omkring det her bjerg, hvor Gud han mødte dem.
Remembering what had happened.
Og så kom de i hu i tanke om hvad der var sket.
And then God said,
og så sagde Gud,
time to go north.
Tid til at gå mod nord.
In other words, you have to leave where you're at to go into your promise.
Med andre ord, nu er du nødt til at forlade det du har og det du kender for at gå videre ind i hans løfte.
You see, they had a lot.
De havde jo en hel masse ting.
But God wanted to give them more.
Men Gud ønskede faktisk at give dem mere.
He wanted to give them land.
De skulle have land.
Security.
Sikkerhed.
And it wasn't without some difficulties, but he did give it to them.
Det var ikke nogen vanskeligheder, men de fik det.
Can I ask, how many of you love Israel?
Mange af jer elsker Israel.
I love Israel.
Jeg elsker Israel.
And this was the promise to the Jews.
Og det her, det var løftet til jøderne.
But because we're grafted into Israel, we have those promises too.
Men fordi vi er med delagtige i det her, så har vi også adgang til de her løfter.
And I love Israel.
Og jeg elsker Israel.
And so God said, let's get going.
Og Gud han sagde, lad os så komme afsted.
And then he said this, it was very interesting.
Og så sagde han det her, det var meget interessant.
You're going to be passing through the land of Esau. In fact, you're already on it.
I kommer til at vandre igennem Esaus land, og rent faktisk så står I allerede på det.
And Esau is all around us.
Og Esau har omringet jer fuldstændig.
Everywhere we look.
Alle steder, hvor vi kigger hen.
They're relatives.
Så er det vores familie.
They're friends.
De er venner.
They're Danes.
Det er danskere.
They're wonderful people.
Et vidunderligt folk.
But they don't know God.
Som ikke kender Gud.
They don't understand what you are carrying.
Og de ved ikke, hvad I bærer med jer.
And so as they begin to walk forward through Esau.
Og eftersom de begynder at vandre fremad igennem Esaus land.
An interesting thing happened.
Så skete der noget interessant.
The cloud was no more.
Der var ikke nogen sky længere.
The fire was no more.
Og ilden var væk.
The manna was no more.
Mannaen var væk.
It had all been for the old day.
Det hørte det gamle til.
But the new day.
Men det nye.
Instead of following the cloud.
I stedet for at følge skyen.
They were now carrying the presence of God with them wherever they went.
Så bar de Guds nærvær med sig der lige meget hvor de gik hen.
Okay. And when they began to carry the presence of God with them.
De begyndte at vandre og have Guds nærvær med sig.
Instead of walking into the wilderness.
I stedet for at gå ud i ørkenen.
They began to experience victory after victory.
Så oplevede de sejr efter sejr.
Because God was with them.
Fordi Gud var med dem.
I as I have prayed for you.
Jeg har bedt for jer.
And I really love this church.
Og jeg elsker virkelig denne kirke her.
I am the uncle you never wanted but always deserved.
Yeah. Du er onklen, yeah. Som
that you always wanted but never deserved.
Som I gerne ville have, men aldrig har fortjent.
Yeah, you know, if
jeg er onklen, som I gerne altid ville have, men ikke har fortjent.
Yeah. All right. You take it any way you want it, baby. Hallelujah.
Du kan tage det, som du vil.
Okay, I'm relative.
Jeg hører til her.
I'm the guy that's going to show up at your barbecues when you don't want him to.
Jeg er den fyr, der kommer, når I har grillfest, og så selvom I ikke ønsker det.
If I smell cake, I'm coming in.
Og hvis jeg kan lugte kage, så er jeg på vej ind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I believe in relationship and in fellowship.
Jeg tror på fællesskab og relationer.
But it's interesting because as they were moving forward, a lot of things stopped.
Men det der var interessant, det efterhånden, som begyndte at bevæge sig fremad, så var der også nogle ting, der holdt op med at være.
But then they began to experience things that they never had experienced before.
Til gengæld så begyndte de at opleve nye ting, som de ikke har oplevet før.
I think God is getting ready to do something supernatural in this church.
Og jeg er overbevist om, at Gud han er ved at gøre noget overnaturligt i denne kirke.
There's a spiritual hunger that is growing in this place.
Der fremvokser en åndelig hunger på det her sted.
And how many of you want more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be released in your life?
Hvor mange ønsker, at mere af Guds nådegaver skal forløses i jer?
There is a supernatural promise that is beginning to be activated into your life.
Der er en overnaturlig løfte, som er begyndt at blive aktiveret ind i jeres liv.
And so as they're moving forward,
så når hvor de bevæger sig fremad,
they say goodbye to the mountain.
Så siger de farvel til bjerget.
Now what's interesting about a mountain?
Det der er interessant ved et bjerg.
It's either an obstacle that you have to that is in your way.
Det er et bjerg, det kan være en ting, der er i vejen for dig.
Or it's a place of transformation that changes you.
Eller det er et sted, hvor forandringerne sker.
So
som forandrer dig.
What had been their blessing was actually holding them back.
Og det der tidligere var en velsignelse for dem, det var faktisk også det der hindrede dem i at gå fremad.
Because God wanted to give them so much more.
Fordi Gud han ønsker at give dem så meget mere.
And there are people who've been living in fear for too long.
Og der er nogle mennesker der har levet i frygt alt for længe.
Struggling with anger.
Som har kæmpet med vrede.
Depressed for too long.
Depression for alt for længe.
Bound by situation.
De er bundet i en situation.
Lost hope over their finances.
De har tabt håb omkring deres finanser.
Prayerless.
De er beder ikke længere.
Discouraged.
De er modfalden.
I have something to say to you today.
Jeg har noget jeg skal sige til jer i dag.
Time to go north, baby.
Det er begyndt at gå nordpå, ven.
Into God's presence of God.
Ind i Guds nærvær.
And what's interesting about this?
Det der er så interessant omkring det her.
I have been praying for breakthrough.
Jeg har bedt om, at der må komme et gennembrud.
I need it in my life, but I felt very strongly that you need breakthrough.
Jeg havde brug for det i mit liv, men jeg føler også meget stærkt, I havde brug for det.
Maybe not all of you, but many of you.
Måske ikke jer alle sammen, men mange af jer.
It's not that things are bad.
Det er ikke fordi, at tilstanden er dårlig.
It's that you're anticipating God to do more.
Men det er det, at du har en forventning om, at Gud han skal gøre mere.
There is no word for breakthrough in the Bible.
I Bibelen er der ikke noget, der hedder et gennembrud.
There is no word.
Det findes ikke noget ord for det.
There is a word called Baal Perazim.
Det er et ord, der hedder Baal Perazim.
And we have translated it into breakthrough.
Og det er oversat til gennembrud.
But actually it means this.
Men rent faktisk betyder det her.
It means a tsunami.
At det kommer en tsunami.
Hallelujah. That's what it means.
Det er hvad det betyder.
And let me describe the story to you.
Og lad mig beskrive den historie her.
David was when he became king, the Philistines immediately invaded into the land.
Da David han blev konge, så kom filistrene og overfaldt landet lige med det samme.
And they were going everywhere.
Og de var overalt.
This is 2 Samuel chapter 5.
Det står i 2. Samuel kapitel 5.
And they were ravaging the land.
Og de ødelagde fuldstændig landet.
And you would expect David to respond to what he knew was happening.
Og du har en forventning om, at David han ville give et gensvar med det, han vidste, at han kunne gøre.
But the Philistines had all of the iron weapons.
Men filistrene var dem, som havde alle våben af jern.
But the Israelites only had bronze.
Men israeliterne havde kun bronzevåben.
And so if they went to fight them, they would immediately be destroyed.
Og hvis de endelig sig i krig med dem, så ville de være omgående, at de bliver ødelagt.
And David knew this.
Og det vidste David godt.
And so before he went out, he needed something from God.
Så inden han gik ud i kamp, så havde han behov for noget fra Gud af.
He knew that the only hope for breakthrough was for God to do it for him.
Og han vidste, at den eneste måde, der kunne komme et gennembrud her, det var, at Gud han gjorde noget for ham.
And if you look at 2 Samuel 5, you see him do four things.
Og hvis vi ser på Samuel 5, 2 Samuel 5, så gør han fire ting.
Now we're still talking about going north.
Og vi taler stadig om, at de er på vej nordpå.
But this is what he did.
Men det er, hvad han gjorde.
He reminded himself of who God was in his life.
Han fortalte sig selv om, han påmindede sig selv om, og fortalte sig selv om, hvem Gud er.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus er herre.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is all powerful. Amen.
Jesus har al magten.
He reminded himself of his anointing.
Han mindede sig selv om sin salvelse.
He reminded himself of how big God was.
Han sagde til sig selv, kom nu i tanke om hvor stor Gud er.
The second thing that he did,
det andet han gjorde,
is that he stayed in his fortress instead of going out and trying to rush into the enemy.
Han blev inde i sin fæstning, hvor han var sikker i stedet for at gå ud og kæmpe imod fjenden.
He stayed in a place where he could have communion and fellowship with God.
Han forblev et sted, hvor han kunne have fællesskab og enhed og samtale med Gud.
To be built up with the Spirit of God.
Hvor Guds ånd kunne bygge ham op.
And then the next thing that he did,
og det næste, han gjorde,
is after he had worshipped and he had sought God, he asked God what he should do.
Efter han havde bedt til Gud, han havde tilbedt Gud og snakket med Gud, så stillede han ham et spørgsmål, hvad skal jeg gøre?
And then when God said,
og da Gud han så sagde,
he moved.
Sagde noget til ham, så bevægede han sig.
He went forward to meet the enemy.
Så bevægede han sig frem og mødte fjenden.
And when he confronted the enemy, the Philistines,
og da han konfronterede filistrene,
Israel was losing.
Så var Israel ved at tabe.
Because the Philistines had the technology.
Fordi filistrene havde teknologien.
And it looked like they were going to be defeated.
Og det så ud som om, at Israel ville blive slået.
But in the midst of the battle,
men midt i kampen,
David says this.
Så siger David sådan her.
God rushed in.
At Gud brød igennem.
Like a tsunami.
Som en tsunami.
Let me say that again. Like a tsunami.
Som en tsunami.
A waterfall.
Et stort vandfald.
A tidal wave.
En tidsbølge.
He could not explain it.
Han kunne ikke forklare det.
He could only see it and understand it.
Han kunne kun se på det og forstå det.
In the midst of the battle,
midt i kampen,
there was God.
Der var Gud.
And there was victory.
Og der var sejren.
And with you and with I, myself,
og med jer og med mig,
as we are moving forward into our promise,
når vi begynder at svæve fremad i vores løfter,
it can look like it's a lot of work.
Så kan det se ud som om der er en masse arbejde at gøre.
But the God of breakthrough is with us.
Men Gud som gennembruddets Gud er med os.
Wherever we go.
Hvor vi end går hen.
Okay. There's something about God's supernatural power wanting to be released in these days.
Der er sådan et eller andet med Guds overnaturlige kraft, der ønsker at blive forløst de her dage.
And about the Holy Spirit coming fresh upon people.
Og Helligånden kommer på en ny måde over folk.
How many of you feel like you need a fresh touch of God upon your
life? Hvor mange føler, at de har behov for en frisk berøring af Gud?
If you feel that way, would you stand up?
Hvis I føler sådan her, så rejs jer op.
You need a fresh touch from God.
I har brug for en ny berøring fra Gud.
Okay. A fresh touch from God.
En ny berøring fra Gud.